Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and accessible technology show, believe it or not. So even if you're more tech-shy than tech-savvy, it's okay. You'll understand everything discussed on Tech Talk this hour. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, high-definition televisions, stereo systems, mobile phones, portable music players, camcorders, GPS navigation units, and digital cameras. Big breath. Tech Talk is sponsored by the new and improved Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, digital crafts, templates, videos, tech tips, and downloads. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, it's the last day of August 2008, believe it or not. Where, oh, where did this summer go? I'm not sure if it's just me, but this summer just flew by. Yes, bad weather and all. And the kids are, of course, back to school on Tuesday after the long weekend. It's getting dark earlier. You know, I just feel a little ripped off. I wanted a good long summer, you know, without the storms and the fog and the rain. Is that so much to ask? Okay, so this weekend is beautiful, but it would have been great if the entire summer was just like this. Take a picture of this, you know, rewind back to June, and let's just, I wish we would have had a summer like this, and I wouldn't be complaining so much. But I digress. I'm still having fun with my family, nevertheless. In fact, on this long weekend, I'm up north in Barrie right now. My kids are at Kempenfeld Beach having fun. One last hurrah before they go back to school, and I pop back into my hotel to host this show remotely. I'm at the Holiday Inn Express on Bryan Drive, and I want to mention that they've been very accommodating in giving me a space to host this show. So thank you very much to Ken Montgomery, the GM of Holiday Inn Express here in Barrie on Bryan Drive. They've been great. We always stay here, and I want to thank them for giving me a little nook, a little space here to remotely host my show. So today on Tech Talk, it's going to be a free-for-all. You can call in with whatever questions you have about technology. Maybe you've got questions about something you've got your eye on, something you've been saving for. You might want to know what you should look for in a digital camera or MP3 player or cell phone. Or you might have a question about how to get music onto a cell phone or how to get your photos from the camera to the computer. Or maybe you want to know if you can download free antivirus software. So, and you know the drill. There are no dumb questions on this show. When you're talking about technology, there's a lot of confusion, all this technical jargon and acronyms and buzzwords, and I know it can be overwhelming and intimidating. So what we try to do this hour is make some sense of it all. And I'll tell you about our amazing grand prize, our amazing giveaway in a moment, and it's courtesy of Kodak. But the numbers to call in today on Tech Talk are 416-872-1010 if you're in Toronto. Toll free outside of the city, it's 1-800-561-CFRB. Maybe you're listening to a radio at the beach up here in Barrie. Or on your cell phone, star 8255. Just punch in star 8255 or star talk. It's a free call on your cell phone. So let's hear from you if you have any questions about technology. So today's grand prize is a brand new 10 megapixel digital camera from Kodak. It's the Kodak M1033, and it can be yours for free for calling in today with any of your tech questions. Everyone who gets on the air this hour is eligible for a call back at the end of the show, a few minutes before 1 p.m. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase today, which is, "This is a Kodak moment," then the Kodak M1033 10 megapixel point-and-shoot digital camera is yours, valued at about $200. And it's red too, so it's pretty funky looking. So it's a Kodak M1033 10 megapixel point-and-shoot camera, valued at $200, and comes in red. Sent it already down to our wonderful prize coordinator, Melissa Boyce. So all you have to do if you win is we'll give you a call back, give you all the details to pick up the phone, come with some ID, and you'll be taking pictures for the rest of the summer and well into the fall and throughout the holidays. So on today's Tech Talk, it's a free-for-all. I just want to ask any of your questions, ask you to call in with any of your questions about technology, and I will try to answer it for you now. If not, I can always email you a response. Maybe I need to tap one of my colleagues in the industry, but I'll do my best to answer some of your questions. While we're waiting for the lines to light up, I want to do something that a few CFRB listeners have asked me to do, which is one of those deal or no deal segments that I do on Global TV. So what this is I go through the electronics flyers or through some websites, and I highlight what I think is a great deal on a product and why, or something you might want to pass on and why. So I got three for you today. So grab those pens if you're in the market for a computer, external hard drive, or a wireless router. All right, if you're in the market for a laptop computer, usually when you buy online, you save money. You're not paying for the retail overhead, salesperson's salary. Usually websites like Dell.ca have great deals. But in this case, I found a retailer had a better deal for the same product. So I'm referring to the Dell Inspiron 1420. This is a 14-inch laptop that's got 2 gigs of memory. It's a Core 2 Duo processor, so lots of horsepower under the hood. And for those who need those specs, the processor is the T5750. And it's got built-in wireless, all that stuff. And it's available online at Dell.ca for $799. Not a bad price for what you get. It's not the cheapest laptop, but it does have a lot of power under the hood. Interestingly, at Future Shop, they've got virtually the same model for $100 less and with more and better specs. So for $699 at Future Shop, you can get that Dell Inspiron with 3 gigs of RAM instead of 2. So it'll help you run those applications smoother and faster and load faster and let you multitask easier. So you have lots of programs running at the same time. Instead of wireless G to get on the internet, G as in George, it's got wireless N as in Norman, which is not only about 5 times faster when you're, say, streaming video, but also has twice the range, so you don't have to be close to that wireless router in order to access the internet. You can even be on your back patio, for example. So, and it has a built-in web camera, and the screen is 1 inch bigger for $100 less. Very interesting. So at Future Shop, it's the Dell Inspiron 1420 for $699 with 3 gigs of RAM, wireless N, web camera, and that Core 2 Duo processor. $100 less than what you'd find at Dell's own website, which is very interesting. All right, the second one is a no deal. So that first one was a deal, of course. The second one is a no deal. At the website called apower.com, a-power.com, they sell computer accessories. They have a 1 terabyte external hard drive. That's about 1,000 gigs. That's a lot of space. And it's an external drive that you can connect to a laptop or desktop computer. And it sells for $250. Well, also at Future Shop in this week's flyer, you'll notice a 1 terabyte external drive for $80 less, also from a brand name. Instead of Seagate, it's LaCie. That's capital L-A and then capital C-I-E. And this is an external hard drive you can use with Windows and Macs, and it's for $169 instead of $250, $80 cheaper, and it's also 1 terabyte in size, which is huge. That's a lot of space. So you're better off going to Future Shop instead of buying it at a-power.com, because you'll have to pay $250 for the drive plus shipping, whereas Future Shop has this deal for $169 for a 1 terabyte external hard drive. It's not the same one, but it's also a reputable brand. And LaCie. All right, I think I'm pronouncing it right. LaCie, Lacey, I don't know. The last one is also a deal at Best Buy. They have a wireless router. So this allows you to get on the internet wirelessly without having to be tethered to the wall, and multiple computers to be online wirelessly. They've got that wireless N router I was telling you about. N as in Norman is the best sort of speed right now. And it's from Linksys, and it's available for $59. At Best Buy, and that's a good price because other places such as Tiger Direct has that same model for $85.99. So it's $25 cheaper at Best Buy if you want to buy a Linksys wireless N router. It's also in this week's flyer if you have that Best Buy flyer in your newspaper. So it's cheaper this week at Best Buy than Tiger Direct. If you guys like these deal or no deals, let me know. TechTalk at CFRB.com. I can do them more often. And, you know, that's what we do here. And also I do a sort of a video version, if you will, on Global TV, sort of every two or three weeks on the Monday show. It's called Morning News. And there we go. And what I also do on Global on Fridays is the G3 mailbag. So people call in with their questions, which is exactly what we're doing on the radio today. Call me if you have any questions about technology. I can see the lines are lighting up already. And I know you want that Kodak camera. Who won? Who wouldn't? 10 megapixel camera. And what we're going to do is anybody who gets on the air with a question is eligible for a callback. Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, is going to randomly pull a name out of the hat, if you will, and call them. And if they answer the phone with the secret phrase today, which is, "This is a Kodak moment," not too hard to remember, then the Kodak M1033, that's the M as in Michael, 1033, 10 megapixel red point and shoot digital camera is yours. So that's it, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. I'm live from wonderful Barrie, Ontario, near Kempenfeld Beach. Would love to hear from you. Let's hear from you. And then after this short break, we're going to go right to the lines. Enough about me. And we're going to start answering your questions. But right now it is 1217. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Are you confused about technology? You are certainly not alone. You walk into your local big box store and you see a sea of televisions that look the exact same to the naked eye, yet the prices vary greatly. And we all have that fear that when you buy a piece of technology and sometimes break the bank for it, when you bring it home, take it out of the box and use it, it's going to be already obsolete. So, and you're not entirely wrong. You know, technology changes very rapidly. So what we try to do on this show is to A, make some sense of it all, sort of demystify all the jargon and tech talk and all this all the confusing wordage used around the tech space and break it down to plain English. Secondly, we tried to give you some education to what features to look for so you're future-proofing your investment. You're not going to be blowing it all on, you know, all your hard-earned cash on something that's going to be outdated in a month or two. So this is what we're trying to do on the show, and I welcome your questions this hour. If you have any questions about buying technology, I'd love to help you out. Maybe you want to know what's, you know, an ideal video game for a 10-year-old, or you know, what type of digital camera should you buy, or how do you optimize the performance out of your TV? How do you get HD TV after you buy it and bring it home? Because when you plug it into the wall, you're not going to see a high definition picture just yet. There are a few things you need to do first. These are all legitimate questions. I'd love to hear from you. We've got a grand prize for you. I'll tell you about that again in a moment, and then I want to jump right to the lines. 416-872-1010 in Toronto, 1-800-561-CFRB outside of the GTA, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. One lucky listener is going to get a call back at the end of the show. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, this is a Kodak moment, you've won yourself a Kodak M1030 10 megapixel point-and-shoot digital camera. All right, without further ado, let's go to John in downtown Toronto. Hey, John, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, I just got an IBM computer, and
great.
I don't keyboard well. They have a voice recognition program where you can dictate into a microphone, and it does your typing for you. Which
Absolutely.
Is the best, and which is the ones with the most problems?
Okay, the one that's the best, in my opinion, with my testing, is called Dragon Naturally Speaking, and they're up to version 9. It'll cost you about $129. Sometimes you get a headset with it that'll go over your ear, so it'll be better quality than speaking to a microphone that's farther away. And this is speech recognition software. So when you talk into the computer, it'll transcribe your voice into text. So whether you've got an email open or a Word document, and so it's surprisingly accurate, about 96%. So in other words, out of 100 words that you speak, it'll get maybe 4 wrong, and you can correct it quickly with, you know, a mouse click there. That's, in my opinion, the best one. It's $129 for that version, Dragon Naturally Speaking 9. The one I used to not like as much, and I don't think it's around anymore, was VivaVoice. I think IBM acquired it and improved it, but since I haven't really tested it since then, not even sure if it's still around, but you can't go wrong with Dragon Naturally Speaking. And it used to be, you used to have to program it, you know, with your voice and walk you through this sort of tutorial, which you don't have to do anymore. So that's good news. So I think you'll like that a lot. Thanks for the call, John. Dragon Naturally Speaking 129 will work with your Windows-based computer. Now we've got Vinny in downtown Toronto. Hey, Vinny, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, I have security on my computer, but I'm still getting infected files. Is mm-hmm. there something else I can do to protect the computer, like, you know,
yes.
my computer?
So, all right. So often what happens is people buy, and smartly
so. Monthly.
Yeah, you pay for your security software. So usually it's antivirus.
Right.
So that means you'll be buying, you know, Norton antivirus from Symantec, or there's McAfee and others. And sometimes your ISP, your internet service provider, will give it to you for free. Other times you buy it and you pay it annually, and that gives you access to the latest updates. But where most infections occur on the computer are not from viruses. They're from spyware. So this is a file that you downloaded to your computer by accident. Maybe it was a Trojan file, so it was inside of another file. And what happens is it starts infecting your computer. It can cause pop-up ads to show up on your computer. You might see a your homepage when you first launch the internet, that your homepage is different than it was before.
Right.
Or it might be that it's spying on your internet surfing behavior. And that's why it's given the name spyware. All of this usually does not get caught by your antivirus, so you need to install anti-spyware software. The good news is that it's free for the most part. I use two of them myself. One's called Windows Defender, which is from Microsoft, and you know, at the risk of it being redundant, I also have one called Attaware. You can get both for free at download.com. That's download.com, singular, okay. download.com. You'll see a top 20 list on that main page, and you'll see that number two is Attaware 2008, and that's the one that I use. There's also another one people like called SpyBot, and this will protect your PC from people watching where you're going online, and they pay for that information, and inappropriate ads and toolbars and your homepage being hijacked, which, again, also happens with spyware. So you, I definitely think that your virus is probably up to date, your antivirus, but you're going to want to make sure that you've got anti-spyware as well.
Can you and still for have the adware while you're playing, like the Sympatico Manager? Can you
Have
that on?
Yeah, so this is different than antivirus. It's just for spyware, which is, again, a program you might be infected by it, which happens a lot more than viruses these days.
Right.
So it's separate. It's separate from your Symantec.
Okay,
so, and if you're paying for antivirus, you may want to check with your ISP first before you go and you buy antivirus software from the store, because you might get it for free. I think Symantec offers it for free, and so does Rogers. So before you go,
Bill,
Medical
Manager.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it should be part of that. It may have anti-spyware already, but it wouldn't hurt to install a second one there. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, Attaware, Add-Aware. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
thank
the call,
you.
Vinny.
Thank
okay,
you very
and Vinny,
much.
Thank you. And you might be eligible to be the winner to receive that call at the end of the show if
I
you answer the
so.
Phone
I
with that secret phrase. Do you? Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Your number is going to go into the hat, Vinny. Thank you. And Dwayne is going to give somebody a holler just before 1 p.m. for that 10-megapixel digital camera, a little giveaway courtesy of our friends at Kodak. But, hey, it's 12:27, so we're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to jump back into the lines. I'm going to have your questions answered on the air if you have any tech issues. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. And, of course, collect more names for that grand prize giveaway in just over a half an hour from now. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by the new and improved Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for hundreds of articles, digital crafts, templates, videos, tech tips, and downloads. That's MicrosoftHome.com, a free online magazine. So I'm hosting the show from lovely Barrie, Ontario. My kids are running around Kempenfeld Beach right now, and after I'm wrapped up here at 1 o'clock, I'll be joining them. I want to thank the Holiday Inn Express again for giving me a little home to host the show here. We've been staying here for the last couple of days. They're on Brine Drive, and Ken, the GM, has been very accommodating, giving me a little spot to host the show remotely. And thank you to Paul Gatt, who is CFRB's So one of his jobs, he's the sort of the coordinator for these remotes that we host. And he was also more than accommodating when, at last minute, my guests had canceled on Friday. And I decided to host the show by myself from Barrie instead of coming back to Toronto. And he went out of his way to bring me this little, we call it a matrix box, talking about technology that makes it sound like I'm almost in the studio, better quality than a phone call. And he went out of his way to meet me and give me this matrix box to bring up north with me all last minute. So thanks again to Paul. So on today's Tech Talk, it's a free-for-all. I'm asking listeners to call in with any questions they've got about technology. I know you've got them. Heck, I review this stuff every day, and my head still spins when I read, like, you know, the specs of a new TV. 120 hertz this and 1080p that. It can really be overwhelming. So I'm hoping to make some sense and clear the air today with your questions. And as a little thank you for calling in, Kodak has given us a 10-megapixel digital camera to give away called the M1033. It's a red point-and-shoot camera, very sleek little one. I was looking at it before I gave it to our prize coordinator. It's really cool. and it's yours for answering the phone at the end of the show. So all you have to do is get a question on the air. You're eligible for a random callback. Answer the phone with the secret phrase, which I'll give out one more time. This is a Kodak moment, and that digital camera is yours. To have your questions on the air, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. I just received an email from Carol, and she says, my son has just moved to Austria. Is there anything that I can add to my computer that we can stay in contact with? I have heard something about Skype. Please tell me what it is. Thanks very much. So, Carol, Skype is a popular free internet program that lets you chat with somebody else in another part of the world for free on their computer. And you can do it in one of three ways: by typing, by talking, so you'll need a microphone, or with video. So that includes audio and video. So you need one of those little web cameras, like a Microsoft Life Cam, that you can buy for as low as $30, connected to your computer, and you can see your son in Austria, and he can see you if he has a video camera, and you can hear him as well. So, and that's all free to chat via Skype, skype.com, very popular program. So thanks for that email, Carol. But in order to win this prize, you have to call in with your questions. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Something that Doris did from Hamilton. So let's go to her right now. Hi, Doris.
Hi, good afternoon, Mark.
Thank you, and to you.
My husband has, unfortunately, a long commute in the morning, and he likes to listen to, books on tape or...
audiobooks, yeah.
Yeah, audiobooks. But a lot of them now are downloadable onto an MP3 player. So I'm wondering, what could he get for the car so that he can actually listen to these books while he's driving to work as an MP3?
Great question. And these audiobooks and podcasts and something I listen to, old-time radio shows that you can download for free off the internet, can really help make that drive go smoother. Mm-hmm. So you really can use any MP3 player out there, and they range from $25 for a few hours of audiobooks or music all the way up to $300 and change for hundreds of hours. So it's less important which MP3 player you go with, because they all can download podcasts and store them. I'm a fan of both the Microsoft Zune and the Apple iPod, and those can store a lot. You'll pay more if you also want video and photos and games and all that, but it sounds like he just needs it for an MP3 player. But for the car, which is what I think what you're getting at,
right,
the stereo you've got, there's different ways to do it. So you can buy an MP3 player ready stereo where you can burn these audiobooks onto a disc. Some have a USB drive, so you plug in a thumbstick or your MP3 player and press play on the MP3 player and the auxiliary button on your car deck for as low as $79. They have these, and you can hear the music that way or audiobooks that way. Or you can wirelessly beam music from your iPod or other MP3 player to an FM radio station not being used on the dial. I'm not a huge fan of these. It's called FM radio transmitters, and they make them that fit all kinds of MP3 players. And essentially, you find a spot not used on the dial, like, let's say, 96.9 FM. If you hear any music, then it won't work. If you hear a hiss, then you also, on your MP3 player, set it to 96.9, and you should hear your music through the stereo. Problem is, in Toronto, there's almost every spot's used, and some are very powerful, and they bleed over to some of their the spots on the dial to the left and right. So I don't find they're very accurate. And finally, if you have a tape deck still, if your husband has one in his car, for as low as $1.50, you can pick up a cassette adapter from your dollar store and use that. You can find them for as high as $30, $35 at your electronics store, but for $1.50, you can pick up a cassette adapter which plugs into any audio jack, and then you put it into your car. So those are a number of ways to listen to MP3s in your car, whether it's an audiobook, podcast, old-time radio show, or music. Dwayne, our tech op, I just want to tell you, I heard a lot of echo on that last call. If there's something you can do, that would be great, because it's sort of confusing me a little bit. I'm not the brightest. I can't do two things at once. I can't chew bubble gum and walk, but I'm hearing my voice in there. So thanks, buddy. All right, but great question. So thank you very much for that. Let's go to Andy in Nobleton, who has a question about digital photography. Oh, hey, Andy, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much. Actually, I like this time because I used to listen to you Sunday nights.
That's right.
And I would delay dinner just so I could listen.
Oh, that's
to
very sweet. Yeah,
and
thank you,
Andy.
And
I'm so happy for you that you're having time with your family.
Anyway, thank you very much.
My family, my children, grown and married and with grandchildren, they think I'm still in the Middle Ages because I still use my SLR camera. And
oh,
I've had it
not
for
at all.
28 years, and I love my pictures. You know, people tell me I take good pictures, but I think it's my camera that does it. But the kids tell me...
Oh, you're not giving yourself enough credit.
I've seen
people use really nice cameras, and they don't take nice pictures.
Oh,
so.
Is that right? Well, thank
good
you very
you.
Much. Anyways, so they say I should get into the new millennium, but I just don't know where to start.
Okay, the best way to start for you, Andy, I'm sorry. Sorry, did you want to continue? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, I like taking portraits of my grandchildren, you know, as well as candid shots of, you know, family gatherings, Christmas and birthdays and so on. And, you know, I want something, I guess, that is friendly to me.
So here's how I would answer that. Because you've already been using an SLR or single lens reflex camera for many years,
and for
the listeners out there that have heard the term but don't really understand what it means, these are the bigger, bulkier digital cameras that have interchangeable lenses, and it also has more manual options than a little point and shoots like the one we're giving away. And the third sort of differentiator between SLR and little pocket-sized cameras that we call point and shoots is that the reason why it gets that name, single lens reflex, is what you see through the viewfinder is what the lens sees. So it's not, it'll arguably give you a more accurate shot when a point and shoot camera, the lens, the viewfinder is an inch or so away from the lens. So that's why they're called SLRs. So to answer your question, here's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
If you, because you've been using SLRs for many years, you might have some lenses already.
Yes, I do.
So I would find a digital SLR camera that supports those. So do you have, like, for example, Nikkor lenses?
I have a Canon AE-1, yes.
Okay, so I would go with a Canon SLR, a Canon digital single lens reflex camera, because in some cases, and you do have to double check, it might be able to support your older lenses, which in some cases are more expensive than the camera itself.
Yes, I know that.
So Canon has some wonderful digital single lens reflex cameras, and if you go to places like Henry's, they can really help you out and answer if your lenses will work with it. But that's what I would do, is stick with the brand Canon in your case, and get a digital single lens reflex camera, and chances are your lenses will still work. Now it doesn't work all the time, so you need to check, but chances are it will. Great question, and thank you very much for calling, Andy. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, go back to the lines, answer more of your questions. It's a free-for-all today on Tech Talk. Any tech questions you've got, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. But right now it is 12:40. Thank you. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Tech Talk on today's show. It's a free-for-all. Call up with any questions you've got about technology, and I will help to answer them on the air. And as a little thank you for calling in, we've got a grand prize today, a 10-megapixel digital camera from Kodak. It's the M1030. It's a red point-and-shoot digital camera. It's very sleek, and it's valued at $200, and it's yours for being the lucky recipient of the call that we make at the end of the show. And if you answer the phone with our phrase, which we've given out a number of times, and the hint is it's got the word Kodak in there, then you will win this grand prize. Hey, you know, the last caller, or second last caller, asked about how to listen to audiobooks in the car, and I gave about four or five different ways to do it. But I just got an email from Ted, who's listening to the show today, and he reminded me that you can also listen to MP3 files in many GPS units today. So if you have a global positioning satellite services unit, so it helps you navigate from one place to another, some of them, many of them now, have a little SD card or secure digital memory card, and you just put that into your computer or printer and copy over audio files, then pop it back into your GPS, and then through the external speakers of the GPS, you can listen to music and audiobooks and podcasts as well. So Ted, thanks for reminding me that GPS units can also play audiobooks. Maybe that's how Ted listens to books in the car. So thanks again for that suggestion. I got another email asking about, I want to just quickly talk about all-in-one printer, scanner, and copiers, because as kids are heading back to the classroom this week, these are a handy all-in-one solution. So they look like a printer, but they also have a flatbed scanner and a copier. It's kind of like a photocopier all-in-one. Sometimes they fax as well. So somebody just emailed me, John L., asked if there's any good deals on them. Best Buy has an HP all-in-one printer, scanner, and copier for only $39, which is pretty cool. It also does photo lab quality 4x6 prints. It's the F4280. It's only $39 for an all-in-one printer, scanner, and copier, $39.99 at Best Buy. And if you want a wireless one, one that's under $100. Lexmark has the X6570. This is a wireless printer with a scanner copier and a fax machine for $99.99 at Future Shop. It's $70 off the list price, and it's wireless, so if you have multiple laptops in the home, you can wirelessly print to it. Scanning and copying does require it to be tethered to the unit, though. All right, let's go to another John in downtown Toronto who's been waiting very patiently to have his question on the air. Hi, John.
Hello, is this Mark?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I've got a question about TV broadcasting.
Sure.
I was watching PBS, and they say they're switching to digital broadcasting in the new year.
Right.
Will that affect my reception with my rabbit ears?
Okay, so I've been getting a lot of emails these days about, in the U.S., they're changing over from analog to digital in February of 2009. We won't have to worry about that in Canada till about 2011 or so. This is now that they're freeing up the analog bandwidth for other things, such as emergency response systems and some wireless communications, but they're freeing that up, and you're going to need a converter box if you're still on analog TV, or it's time to subscribe to, say, satellite or digital cable. But in Canada, you don't have to worry about it for a while, so don't worry about that, John. If they're broadcasting at a better quality, then you may not see that much of a difference if you've got an older TV, but you should still, in Canada, receive analog broadcast. But that's a great question. Let's go to Claudette in Markham. Hi, Claudette.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Happy long weekend.
Thank you. After 10 years with my old video camera, I think it's time for me to buy a new digital camera.
Yeah.
Video camera.
Can
you explain to me about the features and which brand is the best? I want to spend about $500.
Okay. So there are two big trends right now when it comes to video cameras. One of them is the move to high definition.
Okay.
I don't think there's a high definition video camera for as low as 500, but not much more. And this will, when you watch it on a high definition television, it'll look terrific. So it'll have that widescreen presentation like a movie theater and more dots called pixels that make up the image. So the more pixels, the better quality, the more lifelike the video will look. So I would look for high definition is one trend, and you're future-proofing your investment because your next TV will be high definition.
Yeah.
The second trend is in flash or hard drive memory. So instead of tapes or DVDs, flash memory takes these little postage stamp size cards that allow you to store an hour or two of video. And what that means for the camera is that it makes it a lot smaller and more compact.
Okay.
A hard drive based digital camera will allow you to store dozens of hours of video without having to change tapes or DVDs or anything like that. The downside is that you have to connect it to a computer to copy over all that video onto the computer before you delete it off the camera because there's no removable memory. Now, which brand do I like the best? There are a number of good brands, JVC, Canon. I'm partial to Sony. Some Sony products I think are overpriced for what you get. And, I think in some areas, though, like televisions and in camcorders, I think they do a great job. So
yeah.
The Sony digital cameras. Again, for $500, you may not be able to get high definition, but it may not be a priority to you. I just wanted to highlight to you what is popular. Thanks, Claudette. If you have any follow-up questions, techtalk@cfrb.com. We got to take one more short break, and then we will have time for one or two more calls before we call you to see if you remember the secret phrase and give away that grand prize. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Wherever you are this long weekend and whatever you're doing, I hope you're enjoying yourself. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, it is up here in Barrie where I'm looking out a window here, anxious to get back to Kempenfeld Beach with my wife and kids, and I'm sure they are looking forward to me joining them. And believe it or not, I didn't bring very much technology with me on this little trip. Just my laptop. That's all I really needed. Oh, and my BlackBerry. Oh, and my digital camera. Okay, so three things. Come on. That's not bad for a guy like me. No GPS, no, fancy cell phone or anything like that. I'm going low tech this weekend, so good stuff. Don't really need much at the beach. Come on now. All right, today's show is basically a free-for-all. We usually have a theme each and every week on Tech Talk, but every once in a while, I like to shake it up and just open the lines and invite our listeners to call up with any questions they've got about technology, and there are certainly a lot of them because it could be pretty confusing. And in a few minutes, don't forget, we're going to call somebody who had their question on the air and give away a 10-megapixel digital camera from Kodak. All right, Steve is eligible for a call back as well. He's calling from Vaughan. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad. So my question is, I'm actually going out to buy a TV today, and I've pretty much settled on the Samsung model, Samsung brand, but it's really, I'm trying to choose between sort of the top-end models they've got out, which operates at 120 hertz, and the one step below, which is at like 60 hertz. And the reason it's important to me is, like, it's about a $1,000 price difference between the models, and I really need to know, is that really justified or not?
Yeah, great question. I do like Samsung TVs. I just saw their fall lineup last week that they're going to be rolling out. It looks great. So, yeah, so I'm sure there are other features that are making up that $1,000 price difference, but certainly the Hertz technology is hot. This is for LCD TVs. Essentially, what this means is instead of seeing a movie at 60 frames per second, it's essentially doubling them to 120 frames per second, resulting in smoother motion. So if you're watching a film and they're panning from one side of a cityscape to another, the problem with some older LCD TVs is it could look like a little bit like it's hiccuping slightly as it's moving, say, from left to right, whereas 120 hertz technology makes it super smooth when it pans from left to right, and also helps with motion, with speed, like hockey games and video games and things like that. What I would do, Steve, if price is an issue, I would take a DVD to the store and ask to play it on both TVs, and if it's an inconvenience, that's too bad. This is your money, and you know, this is a lot of money. So if the 60 hertz TV looks just fine to you and you don't notice any you know, issues when there's fast motion or panning on the video, then just go with that one instead of the 120 hertz. It is a neat feature if you look at it side by side, but it, you know, it really boils down to what your eyes see, and you're the one who's spending the money on it. So don't buy it just because it's a hot new spec, 120 hertz. Buy it because you think it looks better, and you should definitely, when you're making an investment that's $2,000-$3,000, you should definitely be looking at it before you buy it. Use the internet for research, by all means, but make sure you see it in person. All right, last but not least, we've got Madeline in downtown Toronto. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Mark.
You are our final caller.
I have a Dell desktop with all the bells and whistles that I bought about a year ago, and now I'm interested in getting just a laptop to use for the internet or Word documents, and I wanted to know what are the basic things I should look for.
Okay, so the laptop, you don't need all the bells and whistles you had on the desktop. So I would at least get what's called dual core technology, which is, you know, again, two processors, like having two processors. It's not quite two processors, but it's like having two engines under the hood of your car.
Yeah.
And you'll want 2 gigs of RAM minimum. Uh-huh. And you'll want a minimum of 120 gig hard drive space.
120?
And, 120 minimum. Uh-huh. And if you can, it's called dedicated graphics card. So instead of it being on the motherboard, it's a separate card, which will result in better performance. You're looking at about $600-$700.
Yeah, when I go into the stores and I see them priced at that, then they say, oh, for another 100, you should get this and this, and then it adds up.
Well, of course.
What about a webcam? Do I need a webcam?
Yeah. A webcam you can always put on afterwards.
Okay.
If you're not using one now, you don't have to buy one. You know, the downside of having one in the laptop is that it you can't upgrade it if there's better technology down the road. So don't be so caught up on that. But I hope that answers your question, Madeline. And Dell's a great place to stick with as well, dell.ca. All right, so you hear that music. It's time to call somebody and see if they remember the secret phrase. They will win our grand prize today, which I'll remind our listeners about in a moment. Thanks, Dwayne. Let's see. He's calling somebody.
Number to which law?
Oh. All right, let's try again. All right, Dwayne, I'm not there, but I know you're covering your eyes, picking the name by pressing it on the list. All right. Let's see if they remember the secret phrase.
This is a Kodak moment.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who is this?
This is Doris.
Doris, congratulations. You are the winner of a Kodak M1033 10-megapixel point-and-shoot digital camera.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
And I hope you like red, because it's a cute little red digital camera.
Well, who doesn't?
Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jill Melbouff, our wonderful screener, will tell you how to redeem your grand prize. And thank you to Dwayne Bishop for pushing all the right buttons today. This worked Just perfect up here in Barrie using this little remote box. And thanks to our listeners for such terrific questions today about technology. It was a free-for-all. We will jump back into our theme-based Tech Talks next week. But thank you for everyone. Enjoy the weather. Get outside. Soak it up. It's the last long weekend. And hope you are enjoying yourself. Coming up next on News Talk 1010, we've got the Buddha Lounge. So stay tuned for that on News Talk 1010 CFRB.